Let's get it on, guys. Coming next to the stage, here she is, little Kevin, Zachary Barton.
Yeah, that was fun to play little Kevin. Thank you for the opportunity. The day or the night, the way a DJ saved my life, Tom Clay. Anybody know that name? No? Okay, good. He was a DJ in the 50s, from the 50s to the 80s, and he was infamous for at least three scandals that I was able to find out. The first one was, some people have heard about this one, in Buffalo in the 50s, he climbed out the studio window onto the billboard of WWOL, and he, on microphone, told all the teenagers in town that if they wanted to hear Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, they needed to drive to the center of town and start honking their horns. And he continued to do that for hours and hours and hours, playing the song while all the teenagers converged. And he played until the police called the fire department, who took him down, and then he got fired. So that was scandal number one. Scandal number two, in Ohio, he built up another huge teen following, and then he was busted for payola, which, if you don't know what payola was, it happened on the game shows, on television, but also in radio. DJs were getting paid money on the side to play certain songs, which was against the law, and he was busted for $6,000 that he had collected, and he was fired again. And then he worked in Canada, in LA, and Detroit, and he pretty much skimmed and scammed his way across the country, perfecting his signature sign-off, "I don't like you, I love you." Yeah, yeah, I heard a sound clip where he got a whole audience of teens to shut up while he could say his signature line. It was pretty crazy. And during that time, he hit a real jackpot during the height of Beatlemania. This time he worked up this promotional scheme where he offered a membership card for the Beatles Booster Club if you sent him $1 and a self-addressed stamped envelope, and he would also include some personal item from the Beatles. So those personal items turned out to be a random cigarette butt or a used tissue or nothing at all. And 86,000 people sent him $1 each to his newly opened P.O. box in Hollywood. And when he was fired, he pocketed that fortune, which I did some math, in today's money, that'd be about $400,000 to $500,000. And he lived pretty well for a few years, and then he got back into radio. So in 1971, while working in L.A. as a fill-in DJ, he created a mashup or a collage of music and sound bites. And this is the first one we'll start with. I was 8 at the time, and this would always catch my ear because I'd hear a kid on the radio. And it started like this.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
And I love the chimes, the passage of time. The piece is 6 minutes and 20 seconds, which I'm sure made it popular with DJs who had to pee. It made it up to to number 8 in the Billboard charts. The next thing that caught my ear, we're not going to do the whole 6 minutes. Thank you. You're welcome. The next thing that caught my ear was it's a march, an army marching cadence. Because when I was 8 years old, I was living in Berlin during the Cold War, and my dad was in the army, and I would often hear the troops singing these marching cadence marches when they were on drills. And I was a Girl Scout at the time. We, being military Girl Scouts, we even had our own marching cadence. I don't know, but I've been told all Girl Scouts are good as gold. I am one. I say it's true. Scouting's great for me and you. Right? But my favorite was, "Little birdie in the sky, drop some whitewash in my eyes. I'm a Girl Scout, I don't cry. I just glad that cows don't fly." That's a crowd pleaser for the Brownie Troop. But this was the height of the Vietnam War and the height of the protest, and something that I didn't quite get yet, living in my military bubble. And the mashup goes on to include some really incredibly moving audio of the assassination of JFK and Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. And it's all backed up by that treacly Muzak rendition of Abraham, Martin, and John. And today, I, of course, hear it, and I hear how manipulative it is. But when I was 8, I stopped everything to listen to this song. So imagine yourself at 8 years old, playing with your favorite toy, and then stopping to listen to this.
Anybody here see my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
We have the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now, police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit.
That's enough. my husband said nobody wants to listen to the Kennedy assassination on a Friday night, Zachary. I think that by all practical purposes, I should be a conservative. I grew up in Germany and Texas. I come from a long line of military daughters and wives, 4 generations of them. I was steeped in patriotism and sacrifice for the good of the country. And I should have been a grandmother now, maybe a great-grandmother even. And probably I should have been a Trump voter. But some DJ, down on his luck, for pretty good reasons probably, made a bit of art that resonated enough to make the Billboard Top 10, which meant it got regular play on Armed Forces Radio, and resonated with me enough to make me the anti-war social justice warrior, I embrace that title, that I am today. A little kid was forever changed. It reminds me of my favorite quote from George Bernard Shaw. Next to torture, art persuades fastest. Long live the artist, long live the DJ, and long live the resistance.
Take a moment later and enjoy her shoes if you get a chance. Zachary Barton.